Good morning, church. Good morning. In the last couple of weeks, we have talked about the soul is our whole being. And this whole being is the carrier of the breath of life. And in these four parts of the soul workout sermons, we use God-given special handbook, and that is the 150 chapters of Psalms in the Old Testament for our soul training. So the Psalm, as the guidebooks to train us to know God's name, His characters, and His works, and it shaped us into the people of faith as we are the carrier of the breath of life. And today we were going to focus on the longing for the presence of the Lord while we are on His journey. His name is Harry. He is a tiny little hedgehog, like a stuffed animal. He was with Hannah since she was like 2 years old, I believe. If you look closer, you can see his wear and tear for sure. And so you know, he was with us for about like 2.5 years now. So for now, he still keep his fur on. But I'm sure in the later days, skin will be the only thing left off. Sorry. But I'm sure that, you know, he is one of the few things that Hannah will travel with. She will whisper things to him, and sometimes I wish I would be him listening to all these conversations. Right? So I remember one time I asked Hannah, hey, do you mind that I leave Harry home for our trip to Japan because we are so overloaded? But you can see from her eyes, like turned red at once and said, Daddy, no way. So at that point on, I know she would never want to leave Harry behind. And then perhaps you may have one, just like this one to my daughter. And perhaps it's a blanket. Perhaps it's a different toys and some other toys. So think about it. Why do we cling onto the one thing that brings us such comfort? Why? Have you ever think about it? I believe this is the earliest sign that we long for God, and we are born with a natural longing deep inside our hearts to connect to something or someone who understands us completely. When we look at the scripture today, which is Psalm 84, the author of Psalm 84 exemplifies this longing and this pursuing of him, and is drawn by the presence of the Lord. And as you read along the psalm, you can see the desire is in him. We're going to read it, and longing is written all over places in Psalm 84. So let's read Psalm 84. Oh, how lovely is your dwelling place, O Lord of hosts. My soul longs, yes, faints for the courts of the Lord. My heart and my flesh sing for joy to the living God. Oh, even the sparrows finds a home, and the swallow a nest for herself, where she may lay her young at your altar. O Lord of hosts, my King and my God. Blessed are those who dwell in your house, ever singing your praises. Many consider Psalm 84 is a poetic account of the experience of a pilgrim approaching the temple in Jerusalem. And as a glorious temple on the mountains first came to his sight, you can imagine the sense of excitement and wonders must be overwhelming. However, this excitement in the psalm is not so much about to just going to one place, not at all. But why so special about going to this place? Because this place is the dwelling place of the Lord of hosts, and He is the living God, and He is now there. And that's why it is so special to be there. It's amazing. And how lovely is your dwelling place, O Lord of hosts. You can see the author speaks with great emotions and feelings, and his desire of God is so strong. Oh, my soul longs, yes, faints for the courts of the Lord. And it's intense. And his heart and his flesh, that is the whole being, cries out and singing for joy to the living God as he longs and faints for the Lord. And you can even sense his enviness to the birds that they find home and lay the young ones that is close, so close to the presence of the Lord. And he said, blessed are those who dwell in your house, ever singing your praise. Oh, how blessed they are. So there's no doubt. The author of the psalm is so deeply drawn by the Lord's presence. Oh, for a day in your courts is just better than a thousand elsewhere. I'd rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than dwell in the tents of the wickedness. For the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord bestows favor and honor, and no good things does he withhold from those who walk uprightly. O Lord of hosts, blessed is the one who trusts in you. The author continued to describe his longing and desire of the Lord for a day in your courts, in your house. It's just better than a thousand elsewhere. I would rather be the doorkeeper in your house of the Lord. It's desperate. For the presence of the Lord, it's just so good. The Lord bestow favor and glory and honor to you. And no good things does the Lord withhold. And those who experience the presence of the Lord, who walk with him, who experience God's favor, his honor, fullness, and the offer would rather be in the presence of the Lord more than anywhere else that he could be. Imagine that. In order to understand the psalm in a modern day language, let's say, it would be like that. The author would rather be in the presence of the Lord than shopping and dining at Tokyo. The Lord's presence is more important than lining up at Disney World. I would rather be in the presence of the Lord than those wonderful museums in New York City. That's how intense. Or maybe I would rather be in the presence of the Lord than to be in the golf course or shopping in an outlet mall or in the playoff games or at home in bed in front of a TV. That's the longing. That's the desire. Psalm 84 is just so beautiful, right? If you read it through, it's just so beautiful. It shows us the longing, the desire of his presence by the author. But let's be honest. My question is, do you and I have a heart that longs for the presence of the Lord just like him? Do you really want to see him and be with him all the times and enjoy that moment all the time, just like him? Are you really longing for his presence, or are you not? How important is the presence of the Lord to you? How important is the presence of the Lord to us? Are you willing to go all in just to be with him? Oh, better is one day in your courts more than anywhere else. Are you sure? My heart and soul faints, longs for the Lord. Really? Is it you? For most of us, if we are honest, there's a gap in between what describes in the psalm than us in here. So how important is the presence of the Lord to us? What are we longing for? The woman who has 100 pairs of shoes, I should say, in a closet, still longing for more, still want to buy a few more. It's not uncommon, right? How could it be? Are you one of them? There are people who has a huge collection of the limited edition of toys, Legos, and still want to add more and more to his treasures. Are you one of them? Or when you are the boss, executives of the company, when you have, or the business owner, you have money, you have power, and you still want more money, more control, more power. How could it be? Are you one of them? Maybe some of us younger, or not just younger, but maybe some of us just longing for relationship, longing for companionship, longing for friendships. When one disappointing friendship, relationship leads to another, and we keep moving on, changing partners, changing friends, changing the relationships, and why we always long for these things. So why? What's hoping? What's going on? Why our soul, supposedly the carrier of the breath of life, longs for other things more so often than the presence of the Lord? Why our love for his presence is just so little and so shallow? What happened? Have you ever felt like this? You knew that you are supposed to spend some time in his presence, spend time with the Lord, read your Bible, pray, and do all these things. But as you went about your day, it didn't happen. You fought about it. You feel the conviction as well. You even feel the Holy Spirit tugging you, but you never sat down to read the Bible or scriptures or be with him or pray. So then as the days went by to a close, you went on still to watch your favorite show, YouTube or Instagram, you know? And you said to yourself, okay, it's okay. I'll just do better tomorrow. I'll just do better tomorrow. And we just pray for a better tomorrow. But you know, this cycle continues for weeks and it turns for months, and I cannot say to for even years sometimes. And social media just drag your way even more. You listen to a little bit more, listen to more of pop music and then the praise songs that you have in your phone, and you're longing for a trip to Japan, Korea, Paris, London, New York, then the dwelling place to the Lord. So be honest, your desire for online games, your desire on social media, your desire to be the YouTuber, the TVs, the relationships keep growing more. I want more. But just that, the longing for the presence of the Lord is lacking. The desire of God slowly fades away. Most of us just continue to exchange God's magnificent presence for the presence of these like little things here and there, or persons. And I think that's where the problem is. And that's why our soul needs to be trained and to be retuned or recalibrate our longing in the right direction. Instead of leaning towards the worldly matters, instead of leaning towards all these relationships, our soul needs to be retuned and long to be with his presence. So let me ask, how can our soul be retuned or recalibrate? Let me give you a picture like this. Like a musician, right, could turn his instrument before playing. they will use a tuning fork in the old days, right? Tuning fork. Now is using a tuner to be the control, to be the standard, or to be the anchor so that we know what's the right pitch as it should be. So the soul, let's say, be like a violin, for example. Oh, so a violin's good. A beautiful, a delicate instrument that made to make beautiful, pleasing notes. So if you are musicians, you will know the sound of a violin fluctuates daily, right? And you will find them, they will be out of tune. So because of the expand and the contrast by the humidities of or the dryness of the seasonal situation, the songs will twist a little bit here and there, so they're out of tune. So every day, several times throughout the day, the violin needs to be retuned again and again. Just like a soul must be retuned again and again, because distractions is all over the place. So the good thing is the Lord has already given us the tuning fork, or the tuner, I could say, that is the Word of God. And Psalm 84 is one of them, which allow us to retune our soul, the carrier of the breath of life, to be in sync with the Lord again. So in the Old Testament, the house of worship was the center of the religious life of Israel. So worship in Old Testament was a seasonal, not weekly, seasonal, okay? So in order to draw closer to the Lord, they really have to be physically go to the temple. And public worships only took place in Jerusalem and in the temple. So during the three great festivals that they have, so they would have to leave everything and travel to Jerusalem for worship. And for most of the Israelites, they live far away from the temple, so they have to travel a long distance to be with, to the temple and worship. So imagine this. Imagine. When they have to go to Jerusalem to worship, they have to leave everything at home and travel to Jerusalem to worship. So what do you think of their minds are set on? What do you think they are thinking about? Think about it. The Israelites have to leave everything at home just to travel to Jerusalem. You know, their minds must be like, you know, extremely, or at least very least, was likely get distracted by many, many things. For example, are our crops okay without me taking care of it? You know, my sheep, my lambs, so are they safe? You know, will my enemies come invade my land when I'm away? So, you know, is it okay to leave all these treasures, my treasure box, my gold, and all these things at home without anyone taking care of it? Is it okay? You know, look, these are legitimate concerns for the Israelites, but they have to leave everything behind, travel long distance to Jerusalem to worship the Lord. Just imagine. Even for us, I'm not so sure for you, but even for me for sure, even for us, the night before we travel, especially with kids, do you really think that you will have a good night's sleep the night before? There's no way. Packing your luggage, paying off bills, and many other things, and distractions are real. These are the real things, you know. And so, the Psalms, in this case, Psalm 84, are used to help the worshiper to retune and to re-engage the living God once again. Psalm 84 is a very special psalm. And it's kind of like a hymns, or I could say a travel song that you listen or you sing along the way. And when the Israelites fell, the Israelites may fell distracted by many, many things and in their minds, and maybe they have worry about something at home, what happened at home. When they sing along the Psalms, like for example, Psalm 84, the things written in the Psalm may remind the worshipers those special places, those special moments that God's presence was there so strongly, intensely. And these things will become the tuning fork or to tuner to remind them what it's supposed to be like as the people of faith. And slowly, when they sing along, when they keep singing, when they keep reminding themselves, oh, this is what it should be. This is what it should be like as the people of faith. And slowly, the soul, the carrier of the breath of life, will get retuned and slowly get re-engaged back to the longing for the presence of the Lord and nothing else. If the soul, the carrier of the breath of life, is distracted, or I would put it this way, if right here and right now, if your soul got distracted by your own wants, by your own needs, maybe we should take a moment and do what the Israelites do. Use the tuning fork. Use Psalm 84 to retune our soul and re-engage us, our longing, back to the living God, just as our spiritual father of Israel did long, long time ago. But before we do that, I still want to give you some practical things we can do every Sunday. There's so many things we can do. We have an opportunity every Sunday to retune our distracted focus, because this is a place of worship, I'm telling you. And this is the place that God dwells in here. And this is the dwelling place of the Lord. And the songs that we sing and the scripture that we read are the tools for us to retune and to re-engage the living God right here and right now. Yes, you can do it at home as well. You can do it at home as well. But right here and right now, you can participate with your fellow pilgrims. This is the travelers that we're going together to worship in Jerusalem in the temple. It's just right now, it's not in Jerusalem. Right now, it's in Richmond, BC. So we all travel together and worship in this place to the one and the only God, Jesus. Just like the Israelites did when they are distracted. They sing along and retune and recalibrate their focus one more time back to the longing of the Lord and re-engage to our living God. I really want to try together this morning in using His words. I'm going to read to you Psalm 84. I'm going to read it very slow. Just imagine, all of you, just imagine, you are traveling on the way to Jerusalem. Okay, put it this way. You're traveling on the way to Richmond, BC, Richmond Secondary School, right here. And you're traveling along with your fellow pilgrims, your brothers and sisters. Yes, you are distracted by many other things. You may not even feel like even doing it right now. I don't want to experience the Lord yet. Or I'm not ready. I'm not ready yet to really meditate. I'm not ready, to be honest. I'm not ready. But that's the point. And that's the point. The Israelites are not ready when they start traveling. The Israelites needs the Psalms to help them to recalibrate, to retune their focus. And that is the point. We are not ready for the presence of the Lord just yet. But when you meditate, when you sing along, you may slowly tune up. Just like your guitar, just like your violin. And it requires one thing for you, your willingness. Your willingness. As we meditate His Word, as we sing along, we may get tuned up. I'm sure, I'm telling you, this is a very, very slow process. And yes, it is. But it is a journey. It's a journey, and we are going to do it together with your fellow brothers and sisters. So before we start, let's get into a comfortable position right now. You can move your chairs, whatever you need. Get into a comfortable position and focus your breath. So as you breathe in and breathe out, mental note, all these thoughts, all these feelings, all the sounds, all the tastes, smells, those God-given scents that you have experienced. You don't have to analyze everything. You don't have to. Simply be pleasant and watchful as you listen to the Word of God, and to emerge and to be in sync with His words. And please ask the Holy Spirit to help you. Let me give you a few moments of silence. Then I'll read it to you, Psalm 84. I'm going to read it 3 times. I'm going to read it very slow. And you may close your eyes as well. So, and listen to the Word of God. Psalms 84. My soul longs for the courts of the Lord. How lovely is your dwelling place, O Lord of hosts. My soul longs, yes, faints for the courts of the Lord. And my heart and flesh sing for joy to the living God. Even the sparrow finds a home, and the swallow a nest for herself, where she may lay her young at your altars, O Lord of hosts, my King and my God. So blessed are those who dwell in your house, ever singing your praise. Oh, for a day in your courts, it is better than a thousand elsewhere. I would rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than dwell in the tents of the wickedness. For the Lord is God, is a sun and shield. The Lord bestows favor and honor, and no good thing does He withhold from those who walk uprightly. O Lord of hosts, blessed is the one who trusts in you, Lord. Psalm 84. My soul longs for the courts of the Lord. Oh, how lovely is your dwelling place, O Lord of hosts. My soul longs, yes, faints for the courts of the Lord. my heart and my flesh sing for joy to the living God. Even the sparrow finds a home, and the swallow a nest for herself, where she may lay her young at your altars, O Lord of hosts, my King and my God. O so blessed are those who dwell in your house, ever singing your praise. O for a day in your courts, it's better than a thousand elsewhere. I would rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than dwell in the tents of the wickedness. For the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord bestows favor and honor, and no good things does he withhold from those who walk uprightly. O Lord of hosts, blessed is the one who trusts in you. Psalm 84, once again, my soul longs for the courts of the Lord. Oh, how lovely. Oh, how lovely is your dwelling place, O Lord of hosts. Oh, my soul longs, yes, faints for the courts of the Lord, and my heart and flesh sing for joy to the living God. And even the sparrow finds a home, and the swallow a nest for herself, where she may lay her young at your altars. O Lord of hosts, my King and my God. Oh, how blessed are those who dwell in your house, ever singing your praise. Oh, for a day in your courts, it's better than a thousand elsewhere. And I would rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than dwell in the tents of the wickedness. Oh, for Lord God is a sun and shield, and Lord bestow favor and honor, and no good thing does he withhold from those who walk uprightly. O Lord of hosts, blessed is the one who trusts in you, O Lord, O Lord.
Let's stand to respond to God's goodness. Sing praises to Him. To dwell in His presence.
I'm sorry when and I've come with my agenda. I'm sorry when I forgot that you and love take me back to where we start. I open up my heart to you. Just want to see it laid at your feet. I'm caught up in this holy moment. I never want to leave. Oh, I'm not out here for blessings. Oh, Jesus, Jesus, you don't owe me anything more than anything that you can do. I just want you. I just want you. I just want you. Nothing else. Nothing else.
Better is a day in your courts than a thousand elsewhere. God, better is one day in your presence than a thousand elsewhere. Better is one day with you than a thousand with anybody else. Better is one day with you than a thousand with anything else. And how do we know this? Because God, we're made for you. We're not made for things. We're not made for people. We're not made for our job. We're not made for money. We're not even made for this world. We're made for you. And that's why better is one day with you than anything else. God, I pray, we pray that as we retune ourselves every day, we come to realize that more and more and more, that better is one day with you than a thousand elsewhere. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. 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 Please be seated.